Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Timothy Pope.
I'm Chen Xuan.
On the anniversary of the Russia-Ukraine conflict, the Chinese Foreign Ministry today released a 12-point document titled China's Position on the Political Settlement of the Ukraine Crisis. Chen Xuan has more.
Thank you, Tim. Well, the paper mentioned 12 points. They are as follow. First, respecting the sovereignty of all countries, universally recognized international law must be strictly observed. The sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity of all countries must be effectively upheld. Second, abandoning the Cold War mentality. The security of a country should not be pursued at the expense of others. The security of a region should not be achieved by strengthening or expanding military blocs. Third, ceasing hostilities. All parties must stay rational and exercise restraint, avoid fanning the flames and aggravating tensions, and prevent the crisis from deteriorating further or even spiraling out of control. All parties should support Russia and Ukraine in working in the same direction and resume direct dialogue as quickly as possible. Fourth, resuming peace talks. Fifth, resolving the humanitarian crisis. Sixth, protecting civilians and prisoners of war. Seventh, keeping nuclear power plants safe. China calls on all parties to avoid man-made nuclear accidents. Eighth, reducing strategic risks. The threat or use of nuclear weapons should be opposed. China also opposes the research, development, and use of chemical and biological weapons by any countries under any circumstances. Ninth, facilitating grain exports. Tenth, stopping unilateral sanctions. Countries should do their share in de-escalating the Ukraine crisis and create conditions for developing countries to grow their economies and improve the lives of their people. 11th, keeping industrial and supply chain stable. All parties should oppose using the world economy as a tool or weapon for political purposes. 12th, promoting post-conflict reconstruction. China stands ready to provide assistance and play a constructive role in this endeavor. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said at today's press conference that China has always maintained that all efforts conducive to the peaceful settlement of the crisis should be supported. China will continue to work with the international community to play a constructive role in the political settlement of the Ukraine crisis, and that the Ukraine issue has evolved into a complex historical context. He added that China has always upheld an objective and fair position to promote peace talks and stood firmly on the side of peace, dialogue, and the right side of history. China called for all parties to cease hostilities and resume peace talks. Dai Bing, charge d'affaires of China's permanent mission to the United Nations, told the UN General Assembly Emergency Special Session on Ukraine that facilitation of a ceasefire is a top priority and the door to the political solution cannot be closed.
We reiterate our appeal that diplomacy and negotiation cannot be abandoned, and efforts toward ceasefire and talks must go on. The international community should create conditions for this to happen, rather than fanning the flames and seeking self-interest. We urge the countries concerned to stop abusing unilateral sanctions and long-arm jurisdiction. Instead, they should act in a way conducive to de-escalation.
The Shanghai Employment Promotion Center has launched a new function on the Suixinban app that provides job seekers with recruitment information. The new function will also allow any individual looking for work to apply at jobs through the app for free. Approximately 3,100 companies across the city have posted a total of around 87,000 job vacancies, and nearly 65,000 resumes have been received since the function launched last month. The Employment Center is looking into the development of an algorithm that will recommend suitable jobs to applicants using the service through WeChat and by text message. The center said a job fair will be held tomorrow at Shanghai Mart in Changning District. It is the largest job fair to be held in the city since every went online in 2020. Organizers say that the more than 1,200 companies attending the fair have up to 25,000 job vacancies that need to be filled.
China will continue to support the artificial intelligence sector as a strategic emerging industry. That's according to the Ministry of Science and Technology. The ministry today pledged to further unleash the benefits of AI as a new engine of growth, citing the potential of the chatbot ChatGPT, while avoiding its negatives. Officials said that the government has formulated principles of governance for the new generation of AI and a code of ethics to guide the technologies in a proper direction. The ministry will also promote the construction of an open and collaborative AI innovation system and accelerate basic theoretical research and major technological breakthroughs.